The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Don't use balking as an excuse to be complacent. Oh my goodness, people start drinking more, partying more, getting worse sleep, skipping out on cardio, skipping out on getting your steps in. And that complacency leaks over to everywhere in life. I've seen so many people that get into a prep and they make all this progress in prep because how you do one thing is how you're doing everything. And then you get out of prep and you just stop making progress. I'm talking as a human. I'm talking as a professional. I'm talking in their social relationships. I'm talking with the way that they do things is better in prep. So if the only way that you feel a sense of accomplishment or you feel like you can stay motivated and locked in is by prepping or being in a fat loss phase, then there's a lot of other things that we need to correct in the rest of your life because you can't rely on being lean and in a prep forever. What is happening? Welcome back to your favorite podcast, the Gord Eye Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Mahaley, and I am thrilled to have you back on another journey with us. Before the show begins, if you please could hit the subscribe button, share this with your friends if you love the show, and check out the sponsors in the show notes. It would help this show grow tremendously. Get ready. There is a mind-blowing episode coming. I'll see you inside. I'm doing this one because one of you hit me up on Instagram asking why I hate the notion of bulking. Let's dive right in. Bulking has this negative connotation to it. It's the place where I see people, my former self, screwing up worse than anywhere else. And you put on way more fat and you think it's muscle because the scale's going up and it's highly counterproductive to the goal that you actually want to have. Because the things that are happening when you're putting on all this extra body fat, you're over consuming calories, you have poor nutrient partitioning, you're becoming a type 2 diabetic by the way that you're consuming food, you're making yourself temporarily obese, you have poor digestion, and people think that it's all okay and having super loose bowel movements all the time is cool and never feeling refreshed is good because the load on the bar is going up and the scale is going up and we look more muscular than ever. Although the reality is all we're doing is blowing ourselves out. We're taking away what we can do long-term when one day bodybuilding is over, but also one day the bulk is over. And when the bulk is over, what you actually present on stage or after a cut shows how hard you worked during the bulk. And hard isn't a byproduct of how hard did you train? It's a byproduct of how hard did you focus on digestion, your sleep, your cardio, how good of cardio shape did you stay in? Did you keep your lab values in check? Did you abuse PEDs to get this sense of accomplishment because I have some muscle gains and the scale's going up and whatever? Or did you leverage all of your other tools and keep PEDs low to keep your body healthy and responding for when it actually is time to ramp those things up in a contest prep or in a fat loss phase? So I have 5 super quick tips. I might give you some more at the end. Stay tuned. Number 1, you should still be cognizant of eating a good diet. Yes, you have more flexibility, but I want to follow an 80-20 rule, 80% whole food, 20% flexibility. And with the flexibility, we are still going to make decisions that make us a better bodybuilder at the end of the day. So this probably isn't donuts and 2,000 calories. This is probably more like a ribeye and some potato and a shrimp cocktail appetizer to get to 2,000 calories. One makes you a better bodybuilder. The other is just giving into low dopamine reward. We want to keep inflammatory junk in our body absolutely minimal. I think as long as we have a small caloric surplus, your digestion is good, your training is improving, then I'm okay seeing the scale stay the same. I have my guy, Alston Hodges. We're getting ready for the 2025 season pro debut. He's about 16 months out from a show, and he's been between 186 and 189 for freaking ever. I mean, I think 2 or 3 months now, and the scale hasn't moved, but the training is going up. His physique is slowly getting better. Run extremely low drugs. He's feeling good. He's accomplishing more. That's all we can do. If all these things are true, then you're becoming a better bodybuilder. Period. You don't need to constantly push a scale up. That being said, there is a time and a place. Alston's very lean. He still has veins running all through his legs. He still has a solid six pack and a good serratus because he's nailing the recovery. He's nailing the sleep. He's respecting his digestion and he's eating mostly whole foods and he's training really freaking hard. But if we get up to a place where training progress stalls, where he's real lean right now, where drugs are real low, I'm going to push him up and we're going to put on weight and we're going to see if we can get to 195, 197, 199. We're going to leverage off-plan meals. We're going to leverage PEDs and we're going to get up to that position. So we're putting on that extra weight and it'll probably happen in a quick time span. And then once you get there, you pull back variables one by one, slowly but surely at a time. And we see how much that can stick. Can we get to 197, cut drugs in half, cut food down by 15%, increase output by 1,000 steps a day or so and stay 197? Man, then if so, we're forcing that body to respond and live at 197, which can really only mean one thing. If we're marinating there while these variables are all changing, we're probably a pretty legit 197. There's probably some muscle that's been built and those probably some really positive physique changes that you'll see when you go through a fat loss phase. Number two, take advantage of the extra recovery. You have higher calories, you have a little higher body fat, so our recovery capability should be excellent. This isn't a time to push PEDs. It's really not a time to push PEDs. Now, leveraging things like insulin growth hormone, sure, utilize those. But we should be able to handle more in the gym just simply due to this food that we have, how healthy our digestion is staying, how good our sleep is. We also aren't going to have high cardio in this time. So that output can go into our training volume or effort, depending on where you're at as a lifter. If you're advanced and every single set is really good, you can probably handle more volume. If you're not a very advanced person, you can probably handle more effort, maybe more intensifiers. I like, for my very advanced people, using a little bit less intensifiers and focusing more on straight sets. And my people who don't have the training down perfect yet, I love leveraging the intensifiers because we have extra wiggle room. So we can push new limits in the gym. We can make things harder right now and get more juice from the workouts while we have greater recovery tools. So go a little harder, stay a little longer, do a little bit more. Don't bulk if you're already chunky. Number three, get lean and get healthy first and foremost. If you don't have abs, you're not set up to bulk. You have to keep dieting if you don't have any outline. Men should have abs year round. You should have abs year round. At 12% body fat, you have abs. If you don't currently have that, I think you need to work to get that and achieve that as you are going to be set up in your most healthful place from an insulin perspective, from a lipid profile perspective, from a sex output perspective, from a sleep perspective, if you're lean enough to see your abs. Also, you're probably going to have a greater, even if you're on PEDs, you're likely going to have less hormone issues and a greater ratio between testosterone, estrogen. Aromatase lives in fatty tissue. So the fatter you are, the more aromatase you have, which means you have more testosterone likely being converted to estrogen. So this can also start raising your blood pressure, can build visceral fat, which is really nasty, increases our likelihood of a lot of awful illnesses. Get lean, not just like kind of lean. I'm talking like 10% body fat. If you're a non-competitor, single-digit body fat, 7 to 9% if you are a competitor, and then bulk from there. Number four, don't use bulking as an excuse to be complacent. Oh my goodness, people start drinking more, partying more, getting worse sleep, skipping out on cardio, skipping out on getting your steps in. And that complacency leaks over to everywhere in life. I've seen so many people that get into a prep and they make all this progress in prep because how you do one thing is how you're doing everything. And then you get out of prep and you just stop making progress. I'm talking as a human. I'm talking as a professional. I'm talking in their social relationships. I'm talking with the way that they do things is better in prep. So if the only way that you feel a sense of accomplishment or you feel like you can stay motivated and locked in is by prepping or being in a fat loss phase, then there's a lot of other things that we need to correct in the rest of your life, because you can't rely on being lean and in a prep forever. If you can't improve outside of prep the same way you can inside of prep, away from the physique, then your life is completely dependent on this sport that is one day going to be gone. And then what are you going to do? How do you want things? How do you do everything? So the mental approach and the game that you play with yourself emotionally, physically, mentally, with your discipline, with your dopaminergic response and what you let get you and drive you is going to determine not only how far you go in bodybuilding, but how far you go as a human being. Number five ties directly to number four, create urgency, but maintain focus. We need to be pushing hard. We need to be taking advantage. So track your lifts in a logbook. Go into the gym, beat the previous session numbers. Do that time over time, over time, over time. You only have a small window to do this because you look in the mirror, your body image might be down, but understand this time right now is fleeting. So have some urgency. To be honest, for a lot of people, off-season bodybuilders, the more they dislike what they see in the mirror, the closer they probably are to the end of this time period being done. Have some urgency. Train fucking hard. Take advantage of it. More muscle can be built right now than it's going to be able to be built at any other time of the year. As you gain weight, you're going to be getting stronger in every single session anyways because you have more leverage to put into your lifts. So put it to use. Make sure that as you're going up in the scale, that as you're going up in your food, that you do not allow the training to ever stay the same. Another point that kind of ties back into only being able to accomplish things in a fat loss phase, you can't carve a pebble. You simply can't. The more muscle you have now, the easier the fat loss is going to come, the better the physique is going to look when you lose fat. And at some point, you've got to get comfortable with having a little bit worse body image than you typically do, which is very normal from a human being to have fleeting body image. One day it's good, one day it's bad. You quite literally cannot carve a pebble. Allow yourself to sit in that discomfort. Allow yourself to find gratification and validation and the numbers being beat and the logbook continually going up and the muscle being built, and understand it is extremely temporary. Practice the internal dialogue you have with yourself as the body image gets worse. As this body image gets worse, you're probably building more muscle and you're probably closer to the end of that muscle building phase. And once you're in a fat loss phase, you can still build muscle. You can still train really hard. You can still recover really well until you're extremely lean. But the light at the end of the tunnel gets brighter and brighter the leaner you get for you not being able to build more muscle. And now you just simply being a byproduct of whatever you did and the discomfort during that off-season bulking phase, as it's now being shown. As always, I hope this helps. I'll see you next time. Peace.